Alright, it's time. Another week. DTGD Radio. This is episode 792. And I know you believe that's a good number. But on the show this week, we have Terrence.
What up?
We got the Wombat.
Word.
You know what else we got, finally? It only took like fucking 3 years to get that thing on the soundboard, but you know.
I mean, it did.
That's
like the best one. You just use that for quack, that duck.
That's definitely my favorite.
Yeah, you just get it, man, and you can like pound it, like quack, quack, quack. Yeah, that's crazy. Anyway.
We're going to clip that.
That's fine.
Again, talking about pounding the duck.
Yep.
You know what? I've been around long enough. I don't even care. I hope that's what happens. Like, come here, you son of a bitch.
Oh shit. Oh man.
Yeah, you can tell it's one of them. Alright, video games. I hope y'all played something.
I played stuff.
Okay, well, why don't you kick it off, Terrence? Because mine's going to be short when I get there.
Got you. Well, I can't talk about the one thing I played because I'm not even allowed to tell you I'm playing it. So
I don't even remember what that was, but I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. So I picked up on sale the Warhammer. I don't know if I talked about this last week or not. Oh, I think I did. The Warhammer Chaos Gate. That's like XCOM or whatever. Maybe I didn't talk about it, but like it's really good. You play as the Grey Knights fighting against the Nurgles. yeah, man, they got crazy.
Isn't that the other cat from Garfield?
Actually, yes, that's Nurgle now, not Nurgle, but yes, I love Garfield. Oh God, I love Garfield. Anyways, this is a very good Warhammer game. It's been out on PC for a couple of years, and I kept on looking at it because it was on sale, and I had picked it up. But like the performance, I don't know if it's not optimized or what, but it was rough, and I know my computer can handle it. So I ended up returning it there and just got it on Xbox. Loving it so far. It's very much just kind of XCOM meets Warhammer. So if you played XCOM, if you took all the stuff in Warhammer, the Space Marines, and well, the Grey Knights, it's not Space Marines, but the Grey Knights with the Nurgles is the alien enemy, and you know, there's base building, you know, you upgrade your gear, all that stuff. All that's in XCOM is just thrown in Warhammer. Stop laughing at Nurgles.
It's fucking funny. Like, how are you afraid of the Nurgles or whatever?
They have little pustules and they're just awful looking. Like they're fucking disgusting. Like, I don't know. I guess that's why they have to be because they have that.
If you landed on my plane, like we are the Nurgles, I'd be like.
If you go to the clinic, they'll give you medicine for the pustules on your Nurgle.
That's true.
It totally will. But no, that's.
You got those from pounding that duck.
That duck, you know, I didn't know where that duck had been. You don't know.
Rearrange duck. oh goodness. Okay. I played.
I'm sorry, Donald. I'm sorry.
I bought and quickly returned Gigantic. So I got it on Xbox and I played the little tutorial and I was like, oh, okay, it's like the last one. And I got into a match. And I was like, nope, fuck this. And I went ahead and just uninstalled because people was sweating. You know, there was a lot of tryhards going on. And, I mean, the game just came out. So, I mean, it ain't like somebody has an ace, you know, shooter in it or something. But, and it has a lot of, like, glitches. They have, like, server problems and stuff. And I'm like, nah, I'm cool. So, I went ahead and refunded that.
I mean, how does it have glitches when, like, they shut it down for, like, 5 years and then brought it back? Like, was that not enough
That's
time?
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, are y'all serious? Like, Lord.
I saw zero people talk about that game this week when it came back out. Zero.
I did too. Yeah, no, but I mean, outside of like the reviews on the actual thing where people are, you know, hyping it up or whatever, nobody's talking about it on Twix or any other things that I saw. But I mean, it's out there if you want to play it.
No.
After your glowing endorsement.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no,
I'm going to download it right after the show. Shit. Yeah, man, you got me hyped.
I bought this and immediately returned it, but it's out there if you want to play it.
That's the best type of endorsement. Like, listen, it's not for me. Maybe it's for you. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't for me, though.
It's not for me. But maybe if your taste sucks, you might like it.
Maybe if you like shitty games, you should download Gigantic. Maybe that's your thing.
Maybe you're just stupid enough to enjoy this game.
Oh, man. And it's wild, too, because when it came out originally, it was free to play. And I think I went off on this last week, but it's it's $15.99 now, but it's on sale. So when the sale ends, I think it's going to be $19.99. And I'm like, if you didn't have players before, why are you going to make people... I don't understand.
It's never going to make it to $19.99. We're going to get the yellow card for that shit real quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely see it. You know what? I played some South Park Snow Day.
Why?
I figured, you know, I know, right? I had come home yesterday and was like, yeah, I'm just going to run through some stuff and see if, you know, things have changed in some older stuff that I played. And you know what? They've patched some stuff. It's still overly simplistic. They lessened, at least it seemed to me, they lessened the kind of nuisance of the enemies' overly repetitive voice lines. But I also got to play with other people because I didn't really get to do that before because they had all those server issues. So playing as a whole team, it's pretty fun. It basically is just like a horde mode kind of stuff, though. Like, there's a little story tacked in, but I mean, you literally walk into a level, they spam a bunch of enemies at you that you destroy, you know, various waves, and then you move on to the next. That's it. You know, wash, rinse, repeat with some South Park humor kind of sprinkled in.
I'm just amazed there are other people playing it.
Right? And I mean, I got into matches super quick, too. So I think it has crossplay. I think it was pulling from, like, everybody.
It had to be, because you get one player from each console.
Basically, yeah. But, I mean, it was good, because it's four-player call. So, yeah, I mean, it was full matches, though. And I played, like, a couple, like, three or four of the, you know, different maps or whatever. But yeah, I would like to see them do more with it. I liked the RPGs, South Park games that Ubisoft had made. Those are, I don't know, those are really good. This is just meh. Damn, did I play something I actually liked a whole lot? Lord, let me. Oh, Deceit 2. So I'm going to review that. I like that. I think I talked about that last week too. I played that a lot more. This week, it's, you know, like Among Us, but kind of like a horror version of it. So you get thrown in there with different roles and tasks that you have to complete to escape. But then there's two creatures that are, their job is to obviously kill everybody. But yeah, it's a lot of fun, especially with the voice chat. Like, just some of the stuff that people say, and like, because I mean, it's the whole like social deduction thing. So you got to kind of figure out, with various tools and you paying attention to stuff, who's, you know, doing what or whatever.
Is it like a Leonard Part 6 situation where, like, there was no Deceit 1?
There was Deceit 1.
Because I've never heard of Deceit.
Yeah, it was only on PC when it came out.
I will not have anybody in here talking down on Leonard Part 6. They had a crossover promotion with Ponderosa. With a camera? You don't even understand.
I do not remember that. I remember that movie.
Balls, man.
Like, man, the butter with the lobsters? Come on, butter with the lobsters. You know, they're afraid of butter.
It really does. It's not a good... It's one of those movies that's bad. I think I've only seen it the one time. Like, no, that's not a good movie.
I remember going to Ponderosa as a kid. They had big old Bill Cosby standee, which is really kind of creepy now in retrospect. But you get like a camera, like a spy camera, when you got like a kid's meal. That was the shit.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know that.
To make you eat at Ponderosa.
Hey, come on.
I remember I think I used to like Ponderosa. Matter of fact, I think there's still one in Tri-County, which is crazy.
That's if that thing is still there, I'd be shocked. Like, I remember going there as a joke when I worked up in Tri-County, and I'm like, I can't believe there's still Ponderosa. Yeah, right. On the corner there by the mall.
It's still there.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's still there.
I need to make a voyage. Go get me some fucking cardboard steak. Let's go.
And there was cars in the lot too. So like people were in. I was like, wow, okay, huh. I played some more Jedi Survivor. That game is still great. I messed with Diablo 4 a little bit more. It's Diablo.
I keep trying.
I don't know.
I keep trying.
Like I was saying, I know people play it to like min-max, like really dig into the stats and stuff, and that's just not for me. Like, I'm just here to kill, you know, mobs of demons and hear some interesting storytelling. So I think I'm probably just going to be out until they put the expansions in there to further the story, because the story was good. And you should, like, I know you don't want to play through it, you should probably watch one of the YouTube things that, like, you know, kind of sews it all together, because it was pretty good if you like the Diablo lore and stuff. And I'm kind of curious to see, not even kind of, I'm curious to see where they go next.
Probably to hell.
But, well, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, we definitely will be. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, I messed around in that a little bit. I played some more Hearthstone because I play that, you know, all the time. I picked up that Double Dragon Gaiden game that was on sale. It was on sale on Xbox 2. That's actually pretty good. And I know that's a rogue, and I don't know. I guess it would be a rogue like, because your stuff doesn't carry over between runs. But it's pretty good. I mean, it's a Double Dragon game, but there's like a bunch of characters that you can unlock and stuff in it now. I don't know if it launched with all that. And it has online co-op, which is nice.
I love Double Dragon.
Me too. Yeah, I was always a Double Dragon fan.
I mean, it's even got the
old school music in there.
Double Dragon is a weird game because, like, that first one is a classic, right?
The second one that I have the fondest memories of.
The second one's pretty good. You start getting weird the later you go, and then they start doing some weird shit with that series. It's like,
well, as soon as they made the cartoon, they sort of went off the rails too, because then everything tied into the cartoon
Then they made that fighting game
instead of Benny and Jimmy. Fighting game was based on the cartoon.
Yeah, but it was also a numbered Double Dragon.
Yeah. Yes, it was. I think it was 5.
Yeah,
the Shadow Falls. Yep. I think that was that one.
I mean, you know your franchise is trash when it makes an appearance on the Atari Jaguar.
Oh, I didn't know that was on Jaguar.
That's on the Jaguar.
I played it on Super NES. I didn't know it was on the Jaguar.
Yeah,
it
I is, played it on that NES too. That's crazy.
It is.
But yeah,
well,
you know
the game sucks. So I can't imagine the Jaguar. The Jaguar never made anything better. So.
Man, every fighting game on the Jaguar is bad. Like, it's crazy.
It'd be bad too if you had to use that controller.
I mean, you could call a motherfucker on that controller.
Yeah. I had one friend that had a Jaguar. I don't know why that controller had, like, what the fuck? What were you even supposed to be doing on there?
I mean,
it was the most buttons.
They had the games came with the little overlays, like Doom. You could just pick your weapon like by pressing one button.
Yeah, it was very Intellivision.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he had Doom.
If you had a Jaguar and you didn't have Doom, what the fuck are you doing?
I remember he had Aliens or not? Yeah, Alien vs. Predator.
That's the best game. Yes.
And there was something else, but I don't remember if he had Doom. I can't remember. He probably did. I just had played Doom so many places at that point. Like, bro.
It's crazy because Jaguar had great first-person shooters, the worst fighting games ever made, and some really bad racing games.
I mean, you could probably just say that Jaguar had some good first-person shooters and leave it at that.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think you understand. You know, I have a penchant for like crappy fighting games.
I know you do.
But dude, the stuff on the Jaguar is so bad it makes me cry.
Yeah, it's
those games on there. And the thing is they're exclusive. Like, there's 2 or 3 exclusive Jaguar fighting games, and they're all bad. Like, really bad. One of them has a Scottish man who shoots a flame out of his penis.
You sure that's not Eternal Champions?
Nope. That is, what was the fight? No, it's not Fight for Life. It's not Ultra Vortex, but the other one. I can't remember what it was called. Kasumi Ninja. That's the one I was trying to think of. And Kasumi Ninja broke the mold on special moves. So you know how, like in Street Fighter, you down circle to press the button and you throw a fireball?
Yes.
In Kasumi Ninja, you hold the C button and do the motion and then let go.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
I don't. That's exact. That was the best question. Why would you do that? But they did it.
It proved it could be done.
And is the most stereotype cast of characters. And
oh,
the voiceover is terrible. Oh my god, that game is just...
It's a 90s fighting game. Of course it has stereotypical cast of characters.
Oh.
I bet it has somebody in it that looks like Bruce Lee, too.
Yep. I believe so,
that's
yes.
What I say.
Yes.
They all had that. That was a staple.
I'm pretty sure his name is Chaggy, too. And like...
Chaggy?
Wow.
Chaggy. And the voiceover that does like the like character select and stuff... Oh boy. Oh boy. It's... It is some awful English, and I can't. Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad.
Awful English. Nice.
It
sounds like a dude.
Bad.
Yeah, sounds like a dude trying to do an accent, and just.
Oh,
just, oh
God.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Mm. Lord, I don't even. What the world does that? Oh, I played Fallout 76 because I'm watching the Fallout show, which is excellent.
Yeah, but why would you choose the worst Fallout to go back to?
Well, because again, as I said, I was kind of revisiting stuff that was bad from the last time I played it. I just wanted to see where it was different. Like, I played that game probably 4 years ago. Probably 2020, I think, was the last achievement I had on there. So I was pleasantly surprised to find that it was pretty solid. I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know what people were necessarily trying to get from it. Like, I think that I don't remember people were upset because it didn't have like a storyline like the other Fallout games. But I always looked at it as like, you know, it's my experience in this wasteland, whatever. So, I mean, I just went in there and like I started building my base up a little bit and stuff like that, which the base building is kind of cool. And I, you know, I killed a Deathclaw, which scared the shit out of me, but I managed to escape with my life. And my biggest problem with that game was the controls, because Fallout has always had wonky controls that it just doesn't seem to conform to the usual first person like shooter standards with some of their button placement or whatever. But I guess they've made it where you can like tweak all the buttons like now. So I was able to kind of make it more comfortable, and like it was, I don't know, it felt good. Like, I don't know, I thought it was all right. Like, you, I don't know, when the last time you messed with it?
At
launch?
Probably about a year ago. I kept trying to go back to it and play it, but I'm just like, I can't get past that tutorial. Like, it's just, I don't know.
Oh, okay. See, I'm like out in the world. Like, I'm level 17, I think.
And also, base building is 100% the worst thing about Fallout 4 for me. So I have zero interest in building
a
base.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've heard that, because I didn't play Fallout 4 for real. I kind of skipped that one, but I heard that the base building and the, I think, defense stuff, like, because you have to come and defend settlements or something like that, was a pain point in that game for certain people.
Yeah,
not
my jam.
But I got you. But no, it was, you know, it was pretty good. I probably mess with it a little bit until I fall off because of, you know.
Until you fall out.
There you go. How did I miss that? Honestly,
I don't know.
That.
I'm gonna tell you, that show is really fucking good.
It is very good. Like, we are certainly blessed with the seemingly end of that whole, like, video game curse, you know, not transitioning to live action, because, I mean, Twisted Metal was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Fallout is good. Mm-hmm. Like, it's excellent.
Halo,
like, I mean,
is not.
Well, you know what? I meant to tell y'all this in the thing. I watched season two. I didn't watch the first season. I watched, like, maybe three episodes, and I was like, meh. But I watched season two because it seemed like from the trailers that they were going in a different direction. It's not bad. Yes, they take his helmet off way too much. Like, there was a way to do that, and it's still kind of... I don't know. And I don't even necessarily like that dude as an actor, just because he had an arc in SVU where he, like, terrorized Olivia Benson, And
are we talking about Pablo?
Catch him in the street. Yeah, Pablo. Yeah.
Okay. Well, fuck Pablo. He takes his helmet off Pablo. All the time.
He does.
The only thing I've seen from this season is the flood stuff.
Mm-hmm. Did you like it?
No. No. No, I didn't.
Okay. All right.
But, like, I don't know. It seems like it would have been a fine science fiction show, but it doesn't need the Halo license.
I agree.
It doesn't seem like much of a Halo show to me. It seems like a science fiction show that they had the Halo license for, so it became a Halo show.
Yeah. And it does feel like that. If you were to take out the Halo names of stuff and just made that generic whatever, it would just be fine. Like, there's no need for it to be a Halo. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I don't know. It wasn't horrible. It wasn't great, you know, by any means. But I was like, meh, I'm entertained. So, because I have to pick up my son from work, and he doesn't get off till like midnight, sometimes 1 a.m. So, like, as I'm, you know, trying to stay up, like, I was watching that show, and I managed to finish the season. So it was whatever. I don't know if they're gonna make any more. I kind of feel like they're just gonna be done. Because I don't know how to do ratings wise.
I think I got like 2 episodes into the first season. I'm like, this is not good.
Yeah, the first season I didn't get too far. It was maybe 2, maybe 3. It was a lot of focus on that girl and the settlement and stuff, and then they became besties. And I'm like, I don't. This is.
I can tell you this: after watching the Fallout show, I am 100% like, Amazon's doing God of War. That's going to be some good shit.
Yeah, for sure. I just, man, I want to see Greek Kratos, but I think
they're going to do something different, because that Viking Fallout Kratos show is canon, but it's not any of the games.
Yeah, I did see that, that they said that it's a different vault in a different city, but all that stuff is canon,
after
which is awesome.
3 before 4 or something? I don't know the Fallout lore. But, like, it takes place after New Vegas and, like, all that shit, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. People loved it, and then there was that little tribe of people that wanted to bitch about the lore on the internet, because, you know, everybody's got to find something to bitch about, and then somebody photoshopped her ass on the poster, and that blew up.
Yeah. I saw that.
I swear to God, I wish some people would just get a life.
Right? Like, I just don't understand. Like, oh, so flat, I fixed it. The fuck?
If you're out there photoshopping some strange woman you don't know, if you're photoshopping a woman you do know, that's also weird.
I think that might be weirder, Ryan. I think that might be weirder.
Photoshopping some actress's body and being like, look, I made it better. Dude, that is like, so we've talked about loser behavior on this show. Mm-hmm. That is like peak loser behavior.
That's
kind of loser behavior that losers look at and they're like, fuck, man, that's like Hall of Fame loser behavior.
Yeah.
That's so far.
That's like the kind of loser behavior that the losers throw you a banquet for.
That's like the dude that Lost Prophet singer, like even like people who are like convicted of what he did, look at him like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, I don't understand. But I like that show, so definitely, you know.
Oh, it's a great show, and anything with Walton Goggins is gonna rock, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, that dude's amazing. Like, it's great. Like I said, I first saw him on The Shield, which is also an excellent show.
Oh, I love The Shield.
Oh, God, yeah. And he was amazing on there. Like, yeah, he's the man.
I don't know if you ever saw Fat Man. Was it Fat Man that he was in where he was the assassin?
Yes, I have seen that. I think that's what that is.
He was hired to kill Santa Claus.
Yes. Yep. I think that's what that was called. Yeah, that was good too.
Oh man, he's just like, man. And what's funny is like in the show, like you don't even know that's him. Like they don't look nothing like him.
Nope. All that prosthetics and stuff. But yeah, it's so good. Let's see. That might be it. I mean, I played some mobile stuff that I could talk about. I played Sons of Valhalla, but I talked about that last week. I got to write up the review on that. Talked about Inkbound. Played Helldivers with Ryan yesterday. That was fun.
Yep.
I think that's... Oh, I played some more. I finished Space Marine again. Warhammer. Oh,
nice.
Yeah, man, I can't wait for that second game.
Such a great God. Game.
It's so good. Like, and I'm hoping, because I don't think they've talked about it yet, and then I'll be done. If they're adding or bringing back the multiplayer in this one. I don't know if you played it, but I know they said that it's going to have co-op. But I hope they bring back the multiplayer stuff, because, like, people are still in them servers on here. Like, on the Steam version, the Anniversary Edition. Like, it was, like, full matches on there. I'm like, damn, that's what's up.
Nice. I did actually play the multiplayer of that, and it was pretty fun.
That was back in the day when multiplayer was in Uri game.
Oh, yes. Yep. Uri game.
Including Bioshock 2.
Man, you know, we played that multiple weekends. It wasn't awful.
It wasn't hateful, yeah.
It was fine.
Really? I didn't actually play.
Dude,
I
still think the craziest one is, remember when Batman had multiplayer?
I played that in the Arkham, was it?
It was Arkham Origins, right?
Yeah.
That was fucked up. Fucking.
But that wasn't bad. I didn't hate that. Like, it, I don't know. I thought it was kind of fun. It was Batman and Robin doing Batman and Robin stuff.
Well, it wasn't Robin, was it? Because Origins didn't have Robin.
What? I thought it was. Was it not Robin? Who was the other person that you played?
He was not in Origins. I don't remember if he was in the multiplayer or not, but...
I know he wasn't in the game, but I thought in the multiplayer part that was who you. Maybe you didn't actually play.
God, I just had a flashback of Gotham City Imposters.
Oh,
that, yeah, the shooter. I remember that.
Oh,
you know, the different gangs or whatever.
Yeah, they dressed up like Batman and the Joker.
Mm-hmm. That didn't last long.
No,
I don't think.
No, it did not.
It lasted longer than it should have.
That's true.
Fair. Yeah.
That is true. But yeah, that's all I got. I'm sure as you talk, I'll probably mention something else. But that's all I played.
Where's the people mad that you can't play Gotham City Imposters anymore?
Right. With the people that are mad that they can't play, what is it? That Resident Evil game, Umbrella Chronicles.
That's the one where they had it was on the PS2 and it didn't have voice chat, so you had to like little predetermined.
Yeah, little messages.
Yeah.
Yep.
God, I remember that. That's when you knew online was like at its like infancy, because like they were struggling.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like every game was a struggle bus. It's wild. All right, Wombat, show us what you got.
All right, so I, as Terrence mentioned, played actually a decent amount of Helldivers over the last couple days. I won't spend a whole lot of time on that since I know we've talked it to death, but game continues to be tremendous, and all the stuff they add to it is excellent. The new War Bond has some really cool stuff in it, including an explosive sniper rifle kind of bolt action gun. And a grenade pistol, which the grenade pistol is very helpful. So yeah, definitely worth it. So I wish that Jay was on so that we could talk about our time on Friday night. So Jay and I were going to play on Friday, and he said, "Hey, what are you trying to do right now? Like, what's your next thing that you're trying to unlock?" And I said, "Well, honestly, I've got 800 super credits, so I'm just trying to get to 1,000 so that I can unlock the next battle pass without paying for it, War Bond, without paying for it." And we decided we were going to try this trick that he had found online, and I'm pleased to say that it worked. So what we did was. We found a map, so we went on trivial difficulty, so there's like no enemies, and we found a map that had two of those doors that you need two people to open, and two like crates where you have to throw a grenade to open it, and then one of those like gold beacon crashed things where you can find some stuff. And so it took us a couple trial and errors. We collected all the stuff, and it was a pretty good mix, but it was mostly medals, actually, more than super credits. And we tried to just leave as a squad, and then we couldn't get back. We tried that on another map, not this one. And we tried to quit out of the game, and that didn't work. So what we ended up having to do was quit completely out. So he was on Steam. He had to alt F4 out of the game. I had to close the game from my PlayStation menu and then go back in, and we were able to get to the exact same map without completing the map, by the way. You can't complete the map if you want to do this. And so every time it randomizes how many of each thing you get, but it's the same stuff. So every time there were going to be medals in the same place as there were medals before, but you might get three, or you might get two, or you might get four. It randomizes how many you get. And so we did that for probably an hour, and I made the 200 super credits that I needed to unlock the battle pass, and actually picked up a decent amount of medals too, so I was able to unlock some stuff right off the bat. It's one of those things where he had seen the trick online, and we both decided we wanted to try it to see if it worked. It's not something I would do again, probably, unless like that, where I was grinding to make another 100 super credits to get the battle pass or something, because it was just tedious enough. Where it's like, okay, yeah, this isn't really, I wouldn't want to do this over and over again and make this my primary way of playing the game, but to just grind out a couple hundred super credits real quick, it was fun. So yeah, that trick works. If you ever find yourself needing some medals or some super credits, it works. You find a map that you like, that's got some unlocks that you like, just don't complete the map, completely close out of the game, come back in, and you can play it again. And you can, because you can't do it with samples, so you can't farm samples that way, because you have to extract to get the samples, and if you extract, it kills the map. So you got to just quit out after you find the stuff that you like. But yeah, that was my Helldivers experience over the last couple days. And then I played a ton of Dragon's Dogma 2. Man, I love this game. I have dramatically outleveled your pawn.
No, that's so fine.
I'm no longer using your pawn.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
But this game. So the first game, I've said it before on here, that the first game really does a fantastic job of capturing sort of the spirit of adventure. The first game is like a it's like a quest simulator, I guess is the best way for me to put it, where it's like, okay, I know that I need to go to this place, or I know I need to kill this kind of creature, and there's some over here, so I gotta rest. I leave in the morning so that I can get there before it's dark. I kill the monster and then make my way back. And you're kind of doing day trips, right? You're planning out in your head, I know if I go this direction, that I've got a limited amount of time I can go and get back and it still be light outside. Otherwise I'm going to end up traveling in the dark. And, so this game has all of that, only it's like jacked up to 100%. And so this one is more like an actual adventure simulator, I feel like, versus just a quest simulator, where there are trips here to take that are going to take you more than one day. And I know they had that in the first game too, but you're planning out where the best campsites are, and you know what route can I take to make sure that you know I do or don't run into this kind of monster. The quests are really well designed, and this game has shit in it that I didn't even know it had in it, in terms of, like, I'm trying to say it in a way that won't spoil anything. in terms of the places you can go, the people you can meet, and the kind of things that you can do, there's stuff here that I had no idea was even in the game. Just from, you know, seeing preview builds and whatever. It's, you know, without spoiling anything, there was a place that I ended up that I never would have got to except for the fact that somebody was standing outside of the bow merchant in the capital city talking about the bows, and I gave him one. And that started a quest line that took me a decent trip across the map to a pretty, pretty cool experience. And yeah, I'm really trying hard not to spoil it, because it's something that I don't think would have been as cool if I knew it existed in the game before I played it. But it's got sort of the epic Monster Hunter moments too that you expect. When I was on my way back to the Capitol the other day, there was a griffin attacking like oxen in a field right in front of the Capitol. And so my party and then the guards that were out there at the time are all wailing on this griffin trying to kill it. And we got it down to, it had like half of its final health bar left and it flew off. And I tried to jump and grab its leg as it was flying off, but I couldn't reach it. So he flew off and I lost sight of him. I fought a chimera, which was cool. Those were in the first game. It's actually the first boss that you fight in the first game, if you remember. The game's just incredible. I can't really say anything more than that. And I've maybe got, I don't know, a third of the map unlocked. And I've been playing it for 15, 17 hours, something like that. It's enormous. So if you at all liked the first game, I cannot recommend this game enough. It is tremendous. It's got a better story than the first game, but it is one of those games where you really, the story is what you make of it. The story is in the planning and the execution of whatever mission you've decided you're going to do for the day. It's an amazing experience. So if Helldivers hadn't come out this year, this would be my game of the year so far, but Helldivers did come out this year, so this one's going to end up number two probably.
That's a bold statement in April.
Well, right. Yeah. But yeah, and then in terms of what else, I played through Dragon Quest again, just because that's kind of what I do when I get bored. And what else did I put? The mobile version of that game, by the way, is great. If you ever have a desire to go through Dragon Quest, the mobile version is great. Yeah, I think that's it.
All right. Like I said, I spent the week mostly just like revisiting shit like Terrence, just to see how I felt about it. I'm trying to play Rise of Ronin. Like, I'll get on and I'll play it. I'm like, all right, this is good. And I'll do one mission. And I'm like, I have no desire to keep going. I don't know why. Like, I think it's just because the game is just so, like, forgettable. Like, I just don't care. After I finish a mission, I'm like, I have no desire to, like, nothing is drawing me to play the next mission. It's crazy.
I understand completely.
I don't know what it is about that game. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, I just don't, like, desire to play it. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. That's how I felt. And I literally had to, I don't know if I put this in a review, like, I literally had to force myself. I was forcing myself to play it. Because it wasn't horrible, like I said in the review. It just, I don't know. It's just something's off. Like, it's just not.
Which is weird, because it is essentially Samurai Assassin's Creed, and that's a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is they already had a Samurai Assassin's Creed, and it was amazing.
Better.
So
yeah,
if the
I think
game's
that's
anything
what it
less than that, it's going to feel disappointing for sure.
I don't know, man. Like, I like the game, but I just don't have a desire to keep playing it. It's just weird.
I get it.
And then I revisited the Stellar Blade demo to see if I could get into it, because I'm like, I really want to play a good character action game. Like, we don't get a ton of those anymore, and those are like my favorite games. And I just don't see what people see in that combat. I just don't. Like, the block and parry timing just feels sluggish. It doesn't feel right. The dodge mechanic doesn't feel good. Like, attacking enemies doesn't necessarily feel good. I feel like I take hits when I shouldn't, because like the dodge timing just feels slow. I don't know, man. I will see. But I don't know that I just don't think I love it either. It's crazy. And then I got an email from you're gonna laugh. The PR people for Wanted Dead. And they were like, hey, you know, I know you reviewed this game back when it came out, and it was pretty rough. Like, we've done a lot in the past year. We want you to check it out. So, you know, I installed it. It's not that big a game. They really did make it better. Like, it's a better game. Is it good? It's still kind of cheap. Like, the combat doesn't feel great. Like, sometimes you get hit when you feel like you shouldn't, but it plays like 1,000 times better than it did at launch. So I will give them credit. It definitely looks a lot better, and it runs a lot better too. Like, the visuals are much sharper, the frame rate's more consistent. Like, they have done a ton of work to that game.
When it's on sale, I might have to look at it. Like, I think it's just funny too, because I think it was on sale a couple weeks ago, and I had looked at it, and I was like, nah, because Ken didn't say that game wasn't all of that. So yeah, I'll put it on my wish list.
Yeah, it's like
one of those.
You have to understand that it's a stupid ass game. Like, and I mean, sometimes it feels like it leans too hard to try to be stupid. Like, there are literally loading screens that are memes.
Oh God, okay.
Like, this game goes hard into the stupid. Like, really hard. But when it's fun, it's fun. It just has so many problems at launch, so. And then I revisited Jedi Survivor as well. It's kind of funny that you mentioned that. Like, I hadn't played it in probably 6-7 months. Man, they have really done a lot to make that game look and play so much better. Like, it's...
You had finished it, right?
Yeah, I finished it twice, so.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
But, like, just revisiting it and seeing all the upgrades they made to it, it's just, wow. Like, that game is still... I can't believe we got that game. Like,
yeah,
it's almost too good for its own good. Like, we don't get Star Wars games that good anymore. It's crazy.
Yeah, the game's excellent.
Yeah. It's an absolutely fantastic game. Terrence,
do you finish it yet?
No, I'm still kind of early. Like, I wouldn't even say I'm in the mid game. I'm like maybe on the second planet. But yeah, I am going to finish it though. But I've loving what I've played so far.
It just gets better too.
Yeah.
Like, the further you get into that game, the better it gets. Like, it's just, whew. It's hard to go back to though, because like, he has so many powers by mid game. Like, I was forgetting.
Yeah,
the
you gotta
shit
remember
that,
how to do everything.
Yeah, like, the robot stuff threw me off for a minute. I was like, oh yeah, the robot does this and that. And like, oh fuck, never mind. I can spray my goo everywhere and light it on fire and shit to solve a puzzle. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot I could do that.
You know what? That's actually like where I'm at. Like, I just got that ability. That was the last big like thing I got to progress. So if that tells you where I am in the story, whatever, like, I just got that ability.
Okay, well, the robot's got two abilities, so.
Well, I got the goo spraying one. I got that one. To burn down stuff, I haven't got the other one yet.
Yeah. Man, that game was so good.
Yeah, for sure.
And I picked up Ayuden Chronicle Rising because it was on sale for like $3 or some shit. And I played it back when it was on Game Pass, and I liked it. It's like a side-scrolling action RPG. So I play a little bit of that. That game's still good.
Oh, yeah, I messed with that when it was on GameCraft. I can't tell, and I didn't look too far into this, and I know, I think Jay is probably playing that when it comes out, the 100 Heroes, but is that supposed to play like this one did?
No.
Like
this
completely
is
a separate type of game?
Yeah, no, 100 Heroes is going to be like Suikoden, essentially.
Oh, okay.
So this was just like a precursor short, it's only like 10 hours or something, like little action RPG. It's pretty fun. It's only like $4, $3 or $4 on Xbox right now, so I'll pick that up. And then it's end of season for Overwatch, so I've been playing a bunch of that. Not having a good time in roll queue, but I did discover that everything that I want is over in open queue because people run multiple tanks. And I think I'm not the only one who's doing this because my game quality in open queue is 1,000 times better than in roll queue.
Well, wait, so what are they cutting out? Because it's still only 5, right?
Well, you can pick whatever you want. There's no set.
Well, right. But I mean, so you're not doing
get rid of a DPS,
meta,
man.
But... DPS gotcha. Is okay, that's what I'm asking. Like, what do we drop to put in an extra tank? Okay,
nah,
I see.
DPS
okay.
is like one of the most useless classes when you have multiple tanks. Like, tanks are essentially just higher HP DPS at this point.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Like, dude, when you're out there and you're running like 2 supports and then like a fucking D.Va Zarya comp, oh my god.
Oh, Jesus.
That shit is fun, man. That takes me back.
I was about to say, that's the good old days right there.
Yeah, D.Va Zarya, Malga, and fucking Roadhog. Oh, God, that's oof.
Yeah,
that's
my
some fun shit.
My wife, well, yeah, Amanda was D.Va, and I would be Zarya. Like, that would be, because she, yeah. Oh, man, good times.
I had some great matches last night playing open queue, and then every now and then I flop over to roll queue and run my support, and it's just so fucking awful. It's some of the worst fucking... I played a game where after the first round, nobody had a kill on my team. Like, that's how bad that matchmaking is in roll queue right now. And I don't understand what they're doing. I go over to open queue, and it's like sweaty-ass fucking double overtime games. That's the good shit right there. Like, even when you lose, you don't feel bad because that shit was good.
Yeah, because, yep.
But, like, I go over to the roll queue, and it's just like, I can either stand there and twiddle my thumbs and win, or I can play my ass off and just get destroyed. And it's not fun.
Yeah, they got to figure that out. That's weird, too. Like, why is that so...
I don't know, man. I think all the players with any sense went over to open queue. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, the quality of people I was getting on my teams in those matches were so much higher than the people I was getting in roll queue, and I don't get it. But, you know, Season 10 starts on Tuesday, and we got that new DPS character, and I'm hoping they make some changes to these tanks, because right now, it's solo tank is bad. It's a bad role.
Mm.
So, but, you know, I come on the cusp of deleting that fucking game every week, and yet still here I am.
He hovers over the delete button. You know what? This today's the day. This fucking, you know what?
That's what you, when like, sorry. When you get out of a match and you angrily hit the Xbox button and quit game, and then you almost hit the start button again and go down to uninstall, and you're like, do I really want to wait 20 minutes to re-download it? Because I know I'm going to.
Yeah. I just walk away for a little bit. It'll be all right.
Yeah, for an hour, and then I boot it back up. And, you know, that's my biggest problem right now, is, like, I need a game to distract me. Like, when Zelda came out, I didn't touch Overwatch. Didn't touch it for, like, 3 months. And it was, like, the most wonderful time of my life. But every game I've tried to get into, it's just not... It's not grabbed me like Zelda did. It makes me sad. I need Nintendo to put out a new Zelda. Come on, Nintendo, what are you waiting on?
I'm about to say, man, just like that. Yeah. Just like that.
It only takes you like 2 months to make a new Zelda? Come on, man, I need a new Zelda.
Yeah, about that. I'm sure they can whip that up.
I mean, according to the internet, it was just Zelda 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same game. So, you know, just put out a new one. Anyway, no. I really hope something comes out soon, but, you know, not to have the perfect segue, but let's talk about what's coming out this week. And spoiler, it ain't much. Xbox Series X, PlayStation 5, we've got Parrish, Harold Halibut, the first expansion for Dead Island 2. I think it's the first expansion, right? It's not the second one, is it?
No, I think it's the second one.
It might be the second
one. I think this is the second one.
Arc Runner, Pocket Clothier, I don't know how you say that word. Pocket League Story, and Scare Ritual.
Scare Ritual.
S-K-E-R. Is it Skr? Skr? Are you Skr?
Skr.
What else we got here? PlayStation 5 is getting Dave the Diver and Planet of Lana, which was, I think, an Xbox exclusive for like a year. Fate Remnant. Fate Samurai Remnant Records Fragment Redacted Sword Chronicles. Jesus Christ, what is that name? Wait.
I've been waiting on that
title. Oh, have you? Okay, all right.
No, yeah.
I
know.
Final Fantasy 16: The Rising Tide.
Wait, what's that? Oh, the DLC.
Yeah, DLC. I think it's the second DLC because they already did one.
Oh, okay.
Pretty Girls Escape Plus. No, we're not on Switch. We're on PlayStation 5.
Man.
Soul Covenant, Umurangi Generation, and Umurangi VR. Ready, Steady, Ship, Rich Man 11, and Whisker Waters. Whisker Waters. What the fuck is that?
Whisker Waters.
PlayStation 4 and Xbox One looks like it's the same shit. Yes. Same shit. Hey, next week actually starts some games, man. I see Ayuden Chronicle, 100 Heroes, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Wrath of the Mutants, and Top Spin 2K25. So maybe some new games starting to come.
All right.
Excited for Top Spin.
I hope it's good, man. Like, I boot up Virtua Tennis every now and then, and that's still the best video game tennis ever. It's so good.
Which one?
Virtua Tennis on the Dreamcast.
I remember that.
That is an excellent game. I think if I had to pick my favorite tennis game of all time, it would be Super Tennis. But
Super Tennis is really fucking good. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Super Tennis is really fucking good. All right, Nintendo Switch. What the fuck? Dream Tactics, Zookeeper. Rose and Camellia Collection. I think I have a code
for
that.
Wait, hold on. Are Dream Tactics and Zookeeper, are those two different games?
Two different games.
Okay. All right.
The Rose and Camellia Collection, I think there's a code in my inbox. I have no fucking idea what it is. I really don't.
Meaning there's more than one game in it?
I don't know. It's just called the Rose and Camellia Collection.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay. I don't either. It's way forward, which makes me think it's interesting, but I don't know.
There's somebody right now listening to this podcast like, what do you mean you don't know what that is?
Yeah, he is yelling at the speaker. No, they are yelling at it. Like, what are you talking about?
I apologize that I do not know every game. I know most games, but I don't know every game. Like,
right.
Come on, man. Mr. Prepper Animal Farm DLC.
Okay.
Reigns Beyond, The Mildew Children.
Okay.
I knew a couple of them.
Yeah.
I think we all did.
Four in a Row, A Tale of Paper Refolded, Airy Cyber City, Archer 3D Bow Shooting Range, Arc Runner. Like, how can you complain? You got so many games on Switch. Bunny Garden. Egg Console, Hide Lied 2, PC 8801. What the fuck is this game? All right. Epic Dumpster Bear 1.5 DX Dumpster Fire Rebirth.
Okay.
That's
okay.
That's a title.
Dumpster Bear.
I mean, I want to play a game with this title. I want to know what kind of game you think that would be. Like, what kind of game do you think that is?
I don't know. I've never heard of a Dumpster Bear. I've heard of Trash Panda, but yeah. I've never heard of Dumpster Bear.
So this game is, according to Steam, an epic Dumpster Bear is an enhanced version of the indie cult classic platformer that introduces Epic Dumpster Bear 2 play control into the remixed Epic Dumpster Bear. Inspired by the 16-bit classics, this retro 2D momentum platformer has 7 worlds, 10 boss fights, and 3D bonus. Oh my god, I'm watching the video.
Does it look good?
No.
Okay, well.
No.
They had me at 16-bit platformer, but...
Dude, there's a sequence in this video where it looks like the 3D levels from, like, a Sonic game.
Oh.
Like, this looks like Sonic the Hedgehog if it was from Odd Lots.
Gotcha.
Holy cow.
Sonic, we got at home.
Yeah, this is wild. Okay. False Dream, Icky Unite, Lunar Axe, Odd Hue Out, Sokobalion, I don't know, Sokobond Express, Trackline Express, Unboxing Idle Factory Simulator, Which Country is Larger?
That's a good question.
Corn Kids 64.
Corn Kids?
Corn Kids 64.
Oh, corn.
Gas Station Simulator, Can't Touch This DLC.
Nice.
And Gas Station Simulator Party Time DLC. Magical Girl Dash, Scheming Through the Zombie Apocalypse, Episode 2, Caged, and Where is Drake?
Drake of the 99 Dragons.
Drake of the 99 Dragons.
Looking for the 100th dragon.
Oh, man.
He ain't never gonna find it.
I need, if you have access to that game, I need you to go play it just one time and try to shoot something.
Nope. And his arms get all crazy.
Yeah, that game is so freaking bad. Looks so cool.
I watched that game be finished.
A friend of mine beat
that game, yeah.
Oh my god.
You can totally glitch the final boss. If you just stand outside the ring, he won't hit you.
Did you beat it too? I didn't even bother. Jesus, alright.
Man, I thought it was cool back in the day. Man. I'm like, why does this play so bad? This is such a cool game. You know, you're stupid when you're younger, you know.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, let's think about it. That game came out like 24 years ago? 23 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah, it was the original Xbox.
You know, I was in my 20s. It was fine. Alright. Let's do the news. PlayStation Plus Premium Extra Games for April 2024. We've got Animal Well, Tales of Kinzera Zao, Dave the Diver, Oddballers, Construction Simulator, The Crew 2, until they take it away, Raji Ancient Epic, Lego Ninjago Movie Video Game, Nower Play With Your Food, Deliver Us Mars, Lego Marvel's Avengers, Stray Blade, and the Miasma Chronicles. And you're getting some classics, some banger classics. You get Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare, Star Wars, Rebel Assault 2, The Hidden Empire, and Medieval. Be excited for those three PlayStation 1 games.
Please be excited.
Man, with the cadence they put these things out, it's like, what the fuck are you even doing? Gio Corsi, who used to be in PlayStation, is now at Nintendo. He was like third-party indie relations or something, I believe, at PlayStation. So. Speaking of cadence of classic releases, there's three new Nintendo Switch Online games for the Super Nintendo. You're getting Wrecking Crew 98, which is pretty cool because it's the first time it's ever been released in the U.S. Super R-Type, which is a fantastic game.
Yeah, it's a great game. Yeah.
And then Amazing Hebarike? Hebariki?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Super R-Type, though, is... If you've never played Super R-Type, man, that game is so good.
That's one of the best side-scrolling shooters ever. Japan is getting Battletoads and Battlemaniacs and Marvelous Mohitotsu no Takarajima.
Okay.
I mean, you didn't know about that game? Shit.
No, I didn't. I must have missed it.
Xbox is previewing a new Xbox Cloud interface this week. It includes social features like finding friends, DMs, part. Basically, the dashboard is now online on your web browser. So, they also did the April update. I swear to God, remember when you used to get excited about these updates for your console?
Yes, I saw that. I didn't even click on it to see what it was. I was like, it's probably nothing.
Oh, it's less than nothing. So you get the the new PC game hub. You can now hear the Discord soundboard on console, and you can now block users from uninstalling games on your device.
Yeah, less than nothing. Okay, alrighty then.
Yeah, so now when you're on Discord on the Xbox, you can... There you go.
Yay! You'll be able to hear it.
NetEase and Blizzard have renewed their agreement to bring Blizzard games back to China in summer of 2024. Microsoft and NetEase have also entered into an agreement to explore bringing new NetEase titles to Xbox consoles and other platforms. Activision released a Microsoft Store version of Spyro Reignited Trilogy today. It seems like a Game Pass drop for some more Activision Blizzard back catalog titles is near. The next drop should happen on Tuesday.
All right.
Spyro collection is pretty good.
Spyro games on. I'd take some Spyro games on Game Pass.
Yeah, that collection is really good.
Yeah, I'd like to play that. I didn't actually get it. I didn't buy it.
According to emails received by Windows Central, Xbox set up a new team dedicated to game preservation and forward compatibility. Sarah Bond also mentioned that Xbox is... I think we talked about this last week, that the Xbox is the biggest platform for Diablo 4. And then according to The Verge, Summer Showcase is set to take place on Sunday, June 9th. And will feature, I think we mentioned this, Gears of War 6, Avowed, Indiana Jones, Flight Simulator, and Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Star Wars Outlaws has a release date of April 30th. Also has a $130 version that the internet is
not April 30th. August 30th.
Did I say April? August. Sorry. Yeah. August 30th. I think I was reading April 30th two down. Which is Tales from Candleforth is coming April 30th.
Gotcha.
Air Mac is coming to Mortal Kombat 1 on Tuesday.
Good old Mac.
Good old Air Mac. In which Ed Boon comes out of hibernation to tell the Air Mac story again, for the 16,000th time. Sunsoft is back, launches April 18th on Switch and PC in Japan. Tachiya is coming to Switch on June 27th. Vampire Survivors is coming to PlayStation 4 and 5 this summer. Am I crazy? I swore that it already happened.
No.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Wow, that is crazy how long it's taken. They also announced a new DLC, which is a crossover with Contra.
Contra. Which looks awesome.
It's called Operation Guns. What else we got on here? Fallout 4 Next Gen Update launches April 25th, which has sparked me to reinstall that game. I'm going to check it out when that drops. Clap Hands announced a new golf game. It's called Ultimate Swing Golf. Are you excited yet? Because I am. That's Hot Shots Golf, people. I'm super excited. Oh, wait. Yeah. It's only for VR.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Of course
Everybody's golf was, I think, biggest on VR. So, I mean, that was the only reason to own PlayStation VR there for a while.
Man, I love Hot Shots Golf. And, like, the last one kind of sucked, that online one. Well, it didn't suck to play it, but like the structure of it really bummed me out.
Oh.
I really wish we could get like a Hot Shots Golf collection or like a new Hot Shots Golf. What are we up to? Like five? Four or five? I can't remember.
I like that, yeah.
Give me a new one, man. Like I need those stupid sports games to come back, like Mario Tennis and Mario Golf, and like I love those fucking games. Former Stadia exclusive Pac-Man Mega Tunnel Battle Chomp Champs is coming to everything on May 9th. So it's no longer tied to Stadia. What else we got here? Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time remake has been overhauled with a more realistic approach, including graphics, new animations, new combat and parkour mechanics, and Yuri Lowenthal will no longer voice the prince. Okay.
Too busy voicing everything else in every other game.
Yeah.
At this point, man. Also, Wanted Dead is on sale right now, actually, for $14.99.
How much?
Is it worth $14.99?
$14.99? Yeah, for the stupidity, it's worth $14.99. For sure.
Okay, I'm a cop. Okay, I cop. All right, go ahead.
EA announced that Season 7 of Battlefield 2042 will be its last season. The game will get some new content, but no new seasons. Also, EA Motive, the people who made Dead Space, is joining Criterion, DICE, and Ripple Effect as devs for Battlefield next. So basically, EA is doing what Activision did, which is making all the cool people work on Battlefield.
Yep. Yeah, yep. I saw it. Because this is supposed to be the start of that Battlefield connected universe thing or whatever they're doing, where people were like, it was rumored to be like a Battlefield Titanfall kind of fusion, like the both the universes together kind of thing. So the next game is going to be that, whatever it is. But yeah, I guess they. Yeah, I got all hands on deck for it, which is crazy. But all right.
That also sparked a Jeff Grubb comment on his podcast about how Motive was wanting to work on Dead Space 2, but it has been basically shelved. Like they're not working on Dead Space 2 remake.
Supposedly shelved because of poor sales of the first remake.
Which was like 2 million copies, which is fucking crazy. Right.
Yeah.
Like, how is that a disappointment when it's a fucking remake of a horror game?
You know why? Because it wasn't 4 million. That's why. So it was
what's funny is that EA came out and was like, nope, that's completely false.
I read that. And I laughed.
Jeff Grubb was basically like, well, listen, who are you going to believe, me or EA?
You got to respect the man, you know? He's like, I give you permission to believe EA if you want.
Right.
Yeah, I laughed at that. I was like, that's good.
Shit. Like, come on, man. Like, I wish EA would stop trying to make Battlefield a thing and do the other cool shit that they get praised for when they do it.
Okay, but, like, I like Battlefield. Like, I feel like Battlefield should be a thing. Like, Battlefield is awesome. Like,
yeah,
I don't
but stop
know.
Trying to make it Call of Duty.
That's what, yes, that, yeah, that I agree with. Because since, what, well, actually, like, the, after Bad Company, maybe 4, like, they've been steadily trying to make it more and more like Call of Duty. And it doesn't need to be. Like, it was fine. I don't know. But yeah, that I totally agree with.
Like, they throw the kitchen sink at that series trying to make it Call of Duty, and my brother in Christ, it is never going to be Call of Duty, and you shouldn't want it to be Call of Duty.
No. No, you should not. Like, it is fine where it's at. Like, man.
Moon Studio CEO Thomas Mahler told Game Informer that he has a title and some ideas for a potential Ori 3. I'd play that. Those first two games were amazing.
Yeah.
Dredge is getting a live-action film adaptation from Story Kitchen.
I saw that article, but I didn't actually click on it to read it. I was like, that's wild. Okay.
Fallout Season 2 is probably already in the works. That would make sense. Gearbox Publishing, which wasn't sold with Gearbox to Take-Two, rebrands itself as Arc Games. That's weird. In March 2025, Konami will increase the base salary for new graduates from 295, I'm assuming it's supposed to be 1,000 yen, he's missing a zero, to 300,000 yen.
I was about to say, Ooh. Dang, oh, new graduates making $300,000 a year? Jesus
Plus,
Christ.
That's yen. Come on, man.
Yeah, I know, but this before you said the yen, but I was like, man, Lord.
The first major update for Balatro is out on PC. Full release in about a week. Adds new Joker types and tweaks the late game difficulty.
Did y'all play that? Any of y'all?
I tried, and like, I enjoyed it when it was just the card, but then when they started adding all the like modifiers and stuff, I kind of fell off.
Okay.
Oh, what else we got here? Warhorse Studios, the people who make Kingdom Come Deliverance, will reveal their new game on April 18th at 8 p.m. Central Time.
Interesting.
I wonder if it'll be Kingdom Come Deliverance 2.
I'm sure it will be.
Perhaps.
Electric Boogaloo.
Around 100 employees at Avalanche Studios Group are unionizing. Speaking of EA, they're increasing the price of EA Play from $4.99 per month to $5.99 per month, and annual from $29 to $39.99. The Pro package goes from $14.99 to $16.99, and Pro annual goes from $99.99 to $119.99.
I look forward to continuing to not subscribe to EA Play.
I know that's right.
I've
Lord.
Got whatever the fucking one that comes with Game Pass, so.
Yeah, that's
what I got. I got that.
I don't remember what that's called on console. Ascendant Studios, the dev of Immortals of Avium, has reportedly furloughed the majority of its staff.
Well, dang.
Crazy, man. Video games are hard to make. They're expensive, and ain't nobody making money. Crash 4, It's About Time, sold over 5 million copies. Maneater has sold 14 million. Man, that's fucking Luigi's Mansion numbers.
That's crazy, too. Good for that game. Yeah. I like Maneater.
That game is great, dude. Me and Anthony talk about that game all the time. It's so good. Fallout London, the fan DLC-sized mod, delayed indefinitely because of the Fallout 4 next-gen patch. It was planned to be released on April 23rd.
Yep.
That's funny. I'm checking to see if it. Nope, that's all I got. That's all I got for news. I do have an email. Let me pull it up. Comes from Daryl. He says, "Hello all, Daryl here. Ken calls me Blue Skies." That's what the fucking email says, man. All I see is what's in my inbox. I can't.
Blue Skies.
I mean, that's what his email says. Just wanted to comment on a couple things. With gaming studios getting bigger, graphics getting more realistic, budgets getting astronomical, suits and shareholders calling the shots, it seems gaming is on a perilous cliff. Gen Z gamers seem to only care about mobile and games as a service games like Fortnite, Roblox, etc. Publishers have seen this and are chasing that golden goose. It's time to come to a head, and since it was inevitable that most games won't make a ton of money, people are laid off and studios closed. Chasing trends has become dangerous, but indies are thriving on consoles, Steam, and there tends to be at least some more creativity than most AAA games. Eventually things will regress, and maybe console will come out which is smaller in scope and not striving for quadruple A games, cough, skull and bones, cough. There will always be a developer slash company willing to lower their forecast to make a good system with good games. I'm not talking about Amico or Stadia. The things have ballooned so big so fast that nothing is sustainable, and a regression to what made games fun will emerge. They may not make $1 billion, but they won't expect it, much like the Playdate. They are profitable, successful, and have much smaller expectations to what the user base will be. And profits to be made, things will be changing soon. By the way, Terrence... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
He says, by the way, Terrence, I commend you on the last podcast for somewhat checking yourself when about to throw out the N-word about another gamer. Ha, at least you're trying. I love you, man.
Thank you. Baby steps. This is baby steps.
This whole, like, conversation about people chasing trends, like, this happened, I mean, we were just joking about it earlier. BioShock had a multiplayer. That was chasing a trend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the games were chasing trends. Games have chased trends since the Atari.
Mm.
Yeah.
Game studios have seen what is popular and tried to emulate it since the Atari. The problem is not necessarily that people are chasing trends. It's the fact that, A, game development takes way too long now. So by the time you chase the trend's already over.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the second thing is the games that they're building, especially, I'm mostly talking about multiplayer games here. The multiplayer games they're creating have ecosystems that are so entirely built around that being the only game that you play that you're not gonna be able to get somebody to stop playing Fortnite to play your clone of Fortnite.
No.
Right.
Like, it's people are so invested in those ecosystems at this point. By the time your development cycle is complete enough to actually put the game out, people are so invested in the ecosystem of the popular game that they're not going to switch to yours unless yours is just dramatically better. And the problem with trying to be like something else is it's almost never better.
Yeah. And you also have to get, like, you need the people to play it. Like, your friends got to tell you, like, hey, you need to get on this game.
Right.
Right.
And it's just not happening.
No, it's not.
Like, Helldivers was an anomaly of something that happened this year that if you'd have told me before that game came out that it would be like lightning in a bottle, I'd have told you you were crazy. Because that first game did fine, but it didn't like blow up the world.
Yeah. Well, but the things that Helldivers did that were smart was A, it's PvE, not PvP. And B, their economy is very fair. Like, those two things by themselves keep people from... Because, like, if you go on, if you decided today, you know what, I think I'm going to be a Fortnite player. I'm going to tell you, you are so far behind that you might as well not try. Because people have devoted the last 5 or 6 years to doing nothing but playing that game. You're going to get frustrated and quit immediately.
Facts.
That's why a PvE game like Helldivers has been so successful, because A, you don't have to worry about, you know, I can't even get a shot off because everybody kills me immediately. But B, the community is invested in helping new players learn how to play the game because you're all teammates and you have to work together to accomplish the objectives. So that's, I think, the big Helldivers secret is it's a co-op PvE game, not, you know, another character action shooter or another, you know, builder, or another, you know, Minecraft clone. Like, I don't know. I just feel like we're getting to a saturation point with some of those things. And to his point in the email, they're just not, they're going to have to stop coming out.
I mean, I agree with what you're saying, but like, I've seen games that are kind of not that, that have been PvE, that have, like, fallen on their face. Probably the most popular example last year was Back 4 Blood. Like, sure, it's like Left 4 Dead, but there's not a ton of that, you know? And that game just... And it went into Game Pass and everything, and that game just fucking died.
It is dead.
And it's weird that, like... Helldivers took off so well with like the same kind of mentality. Like, I just sometimes I don't understand why some things work and some things don't. Like,
well, so I want one other thing that Helldivers has going for them is the it's got a its sensibility speaks pretty perfectly to the real world right now. So
that helps that, too. Yeah.
And they market it well on Twitter. And you know, we've talked about it before, but just the novelty of a game not showing you everything at once and just like, oh, there's a new enemy type coming. Here's an announcement about it. Here's what they do. Here's what they look like. No, this game gives you new enemies by just dropping them in a couple people's maps and letting the rumor mill spin out of control about, holy shit, did you see there were clips online of, you know, these bugs that can fly, and they saw them in this person's map, and then the developers come out and say, no, that's propaganda, don't believe that, it's not true.
And then they
slowly
mistake.
Roll it out. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And that's, we've sort of lost that in the internet age, that sort of feeling of schoolyard rumor. You know, oh, did you know if you do this, this, and this, and this in Street Fighter, you can fight Shang Long? And that's what yep. Ryu's talking about on his windscreen. Like, we've lost that in the age of the internet where you can just look up everything, you know, and get the answer.
How many dudes tried the Lara Croft jump to make her clothes disappear?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
exactly.
Man.
All that stuff. All that stuff has disappeared. And I'm glad that those guys seem to be kind of at least trying to bring some of it back.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, that's a good point. I'm also trying to, like, figure out, like, there's so many fucking games.
Yes.
And, like, he says that indies are thriving, and, you know, I'm sure some are, but I don't know if you listened to the part where I rattle off all the games coming out this week. Like, 90% of those, nobody will ever mention again. And most of them are indie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's true. So the other side of indie gaming is that, unlike, you know, we at the very beginning of gaming, right, games were easy to make and create, and people could just do them in their house, like in their spare time. And then we went through a period where it was a lot more difficult. And now we've kind of circled back with, you know, Python and RPG Maker and all these other tools that people have now, where it's relative, not easy, but it's relatively simple. If you decide you want to make a, you know, an indie game, you can make one. There are tools out there for you to do so, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But it also means that we're going to get a lot of games that don't necessarily have the same design philosophy as something that might have a little more time, care, attention, and money attached to it.
Yeah, I feel like indie games are like less than 1% of them, as the Macho Man would say, the cream rises to the top.
Cream of the crop.
Yeah, like less than 1% of indie games are going to rise to the top. And AAA games are crazy right now because, like, I can't stress this enough, and I know people get so mad when I say it. There's a reason why PlayStation does not have a big game this year. It's too fucking expensive, man.
Yep.
Like, their last big game, Spider-Man, was like $300 million.
Yeah.
And it takes forever. Like, we harp on Microsoft all the time. Like, you guys have announced like 40 games, and you've put like none of them out. That's because they take fucking forever, and they cost a boatload of money.
Yeah, true.
We're probably not going to see Gears of War 6 until 2006. Think about that for a second. When did Gears of War 5 come out? Let's take a look.
2019.
So it's going to be 7 years
mm-hmm.
to make a sequel to Gears 5.
Yeah.
That is insane. Hellblade was announced when? 2020?
Yes.
2019, somewhere around there?
Yeah, 2019, 2020, yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah, It's coming out next month, 5 years later, and it's an 8-hour game.
Right.
Like, it's just, we can't do this, man. Like, stuff like Hi-Fi Rush is where it's at. Like, a cheaper, like, smaller game, but even that didn't move the needle.
We need a diversity is important. We need all of those kind of games.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You need different stuff. You need, but at the same time, they can't. The Sony model can't stay. It can't. And the Microsoft model can't stay, where you don't put out the fucking game.
Right.
Like, none of this is working right now, and Fortnite and Roblox are just eating everybody's lunch. Yeah. Like, well, that thing that came out last week should have been, like, a huge wake-up call to people, to where, like, 70% of people playing games are playing games that are 7 years older and are free to play. Or they're so old that you can buy them for, like, $5 at the store, like Grand Theft Auto. Like,
right.
I don't know, man. It's scary out there. Like, these big, like, I love the big Sony games. Like, I get excited to play those. I do not want them to go away. I do not think they can keep doing it. So, I don't know. I don't know where games are going to go. Games might be to where we're just sitting around playing, you know, old shit over again.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see it. I mean, we keep saying, like, I mean, we just got done. So, like, just something's got to give.
Yeah.
Like,
something's got to give. I can't say anything either because I spend 90% of my time playing a game that's 8 years old.
Yeah.
Like, that is the majority of my game time, is playing something that's fucking 8 years old at this point.
You are a part of the problem.
Dude, I can't help it. Like, I'm so ingrained in that fucking video game that, like, it's one of those games where when you don't have anything you want to play, you just boot it up.
Yeah, I get that. It's comfortable. It's like, you know what? I'm just going to do this. Yeah.
Like, you're like, you're mad about it when you do, when you press that A button to launch it, like, real hard. Like, God damn it. All right. At least I know I'm going to have a time. It's going to be a good time, but I'm going to have a time. Oh, my God. I just realized I'm part of that survey. Jesus Christ. That's disheartening, because I love playing so many different kinds of games. Like, so much of my game time is in one fucking game. It's 8 years old. All right. I got a couple tweets here. Shogun writes in and says, this Fallout show is really good and horrible at the same time.
Yeah, I would agree.
The first episode is named The End, and it made me realize the true horrors of that world. Life after nukes going off. I haven't played Fallout, but this has my attention. What would you like to see as a TV show next? That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I mean, I've said this numerous times, and I will continue to say it anytime somebody asks me this question. Can I just get a Legend of Drizzt TV show?
Oh, that's what I want. Here we go.
Yeah, for sure.
Can we get the Drizzle?
Yeah, I was thinking gaming connection, but yeah, that's my number one for sure.
I was trying to think of a game one, but my number one is definitely Drizzt. But I think if it was a video game, honestly, I'd like to see an Alpha Protocol show. I like that.
I mean, you know.
You know what? Go ahead.
You know what I'm gonna say.
Oh,
Overwatch.
My God!
Make an Overwatch anime. That would be.
I don't know why
so
they haven't.
Good. It would be so.
That's
good.
Money. Yeah, I don't know why they haven't done that yet.
Because
Blizzard are wizards with their little cutscenes. Like, they could do the animation themselves.
Dude,
like,
Think about this. This is a game that is a multiplayer shooter where people like are begging for, like, context to these characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are you not making something?
Yep.
I'm actually, speaking of Blizzard, I'm really surprised we haven't gotten, I mean, I know they tried to do the movie and all, but I'm really surprised we haven't gotten more Warcraft
That's another one. Yeah.
content.
That
Like, I'm
movie
surprised
was.
they made the one shot with the movie and then they haven't done anything else.
Well, you know that movie was kind of forced, right?
Yes.
The Chinese, yeah, it was kind of
Yeah.
forced. They didn't want
Oh,
to
I
make
didn't
it.
know that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I actually liked that movie, but I enjoy Warcraft lore. I didn't think it was as bad as everybody
I didn't see it.
said. I was entertained. Oh, really? Yeah, it's on sale a
Well,
lot. Like it, I'm,
I own it
I was
because
entertained.
my wife wanted to see it. I think she watched it, but I never watched it, so.
Gotcha. Yeah, I always wanted a sequel. Like I would love another. I'm going to watch his Rogue Trooper, because dude that did that, Duncan Jones is doing the Rogue Trooper movie, which is a
They're
so
making a
prominent.
Rogue Trooper movie? That's
Yep.
fucked up.
I know. It's going to be so good. Like, at least I hope.
I just don't want, like, some of the stuff that gets made and some of the stuff that doesn't get made will never make sense to me.
Yep. Same. Same. But,
I mean, like I said, with the Fallout being as good as it is, I'm excited for like I said earlier, God of War, because Amazon seems to do well with their TV shows. Like, I didn't care for it, but people seem to really like that Lord of the Rings show.
I liked it, yeah. And I'm not even a Lord of the Rings fan like that, and I like the show.
Netflix has Horizon, right? I think. And Amazon
I
has
thought
God
that
of War.
I thought Amazon was doing Horizon too. I thought it was after God of War though.
I thought Netflix had Horizon. I'm gonna look this up
Maybe
now.
they do.
Horizon TV show, Netflix. Yeah, it's Netflix.
Okay.
It's called Horizon 2074.
Okay. Oh,
So,
so it's like a prequel show?
yeah, it's a prequel to the events of the games, I guess.
Gotcha.
So it's more to focus on well, I guess that's spoiler, but I guess all the stuff prior to that they tease about in the game. Well, actually they don't really tease, but they go into some of it. Huh, okay. That could be interesting.
I'll probably watch it. Like, I find the game's kind of boring, but the story's interesting, so I'll probably
See,
watch it.
same. Like, yeah, I think it,
I was trying to think if there's anything else. I mean, I obviously want a Zelda movie or TV show at some point, but I just don't know what that looks like. Like, that's the hard part.
I don't feel like they could ever make a Zelda show that lives up to anybody's expectations.
I mean, I would have said that about Mario, but that fucking Mario movie was good.
Mario was good. Yeah,
Yeah,
Mario was good.
true.
So, I don't know. Like, do they make it like that or do they make it like live action? I don't know. That's the problem with
No,
Zelda
I
is like
think
I don't
Zelda should be animated. That shouldn't be live action.
like Mario, like CG animated?
Yes, DreamWorks style.
Yes, DreamWorks style. Yes, I could do that. Yeah.
Do you voice him though? Like, do you make him talk?
I think you'd have to, right? Like, wouldn't you?
You don't have to.
Well, how would you make it so, like, because, I mean, he's going to be the main character of a movie, but he's never going to talk. So everybody's just going to kind of talk around him.
Movies have done that successfully. I mean,
Really?
I've seen movies where the main character doesn't talk.
Okay. Maybe I have too. I just can't think. My memory is terrible, as we all
I
know.
mean,
I
I'm
just
not
can't
saying it's
think
a
of
good
any.
movie, but
I got you, yeah.
that Five Nights at Freddy's with Nicolas Cage spinoff, he says one word in that movie.
Okay.
Like, he doesn't
Okay.
talk. And that new Alien movie that was on Hulu, like, there's one line in that entire movie.
Damn. All right.
New Alien movie on Hulu?
I can't remember the name of it. My son and I watched it. It was a made for Hulu movie about this alien and this lady who lived out in the countryside, and like the aliens like sneaking through her house, and it's a goofy
Weird.
ass movie, but there's literally only one line of dialogue in the entire movie. I forget what it's called.
Okay. Oh, you know what else? You know what? I just thought of one that I would like to see made. Metal Gear. I mean, Metal Gear TV show. That'd be dope.
Live action or anime?
Live action. I think we could do that live action.
Hmm. That'd be
Castlevania. Well, they do Castlevania.
Yeah, they do Castlevania. Castlevania's got a Netflix show, and it's pretty
good. Yeah, and it's great. Yeah, I need to watch the... I haven't watched the latest season. Was it Nocturne? I think is what it's called. I haven't watched that yet.
Man, they made a Tekken anime, and nobody watched it.
I did. The Netflix one? It was, I don't know. It was okay.
Like, yeah, you know, that's the thing, is like they just retread the story, and it's like, well, I know the story. Like,
yep, and that's all it was. Like, I thought it was going to be more, like, because it was like focusing on like Jin, you know, being taught by Heihachi and stuff. But I thought it was going to go delve more into stuff, but it just kind of...
You ever seen the movie?
We already knew. The live action movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, that's a fucked up movie.
Yes, it is.
There's some weird, like, there's a King of Fighters movie too, and a Double Dragon movie, and like,
I've seen Double Dragon. I thought we owned that as a kid. It actually wasn't... I remember as a kid we liked it. I haven't seen it since then, but I remember because they're like, Alyssa Milano, I think, was in that, right?
I mean,
and the dude from Terminator 2, the bad guy, he was the bad guy in it. Yeah, he was the guy. He had blonde hair.
That's the movie where he has like the funky facial hair, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I remember that movie. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Yeah, as a kid, you're stupid.
Exactly. Yeah. That's
why I liked it. Like, all the stuff you watch as a kid that you're like, man, that was pretty good. You get older, you're like, wow, this is some hot trash.
Right. Why did I like that?
I want you to know, as a kid, I loved the Garbage Pail Kids movie.
Oh, wow. I don't think I've seen that since I was a kid.
Oh, man. You should watch it now, because it's something.
I bet.
That is a movie. Oh. I can say that it has a movie. It's a movie.
Okay.
Ooh. All right. Last tweet comes from Jeremy. Says, hey, guys. I'm still neck deep in Dragon's Dogma 2. I think I sort of rolled credits. Either way, I'm on the new game plus now and have the whole map opened up from the start. Trying to finish the Sphinx riddles. That thing is creepy. What is your game of the year so far? Thanks for the show. Oh, man.
I said mine already. So
what?
Yeah. Mine I feel is like still Helldivers 2.
I was thinking, like, last night, I was like, okay, I know there's some games that came out that I've forgotten at this point, right?
Of course.
So, I mean, I'm looking at the list now, so give me a second. I really feel like probably Final Fantasy is probably mine right now.
The Rebirth?
Yeah, like, it's really fucking good. That's the last time I didn't care about Overwatch, is when I was playing that. I played the shit out of that game. That game was amazing. I keep wanting to go back to it, but I really don't like how it's structured when you go back to it.
Oh.
It, like, lets you pick a chapter, and then you just start there with everything you've done, and it's just, it's kind of confusing. It's like, just let me go back out into the world and just do. Because, like, once you get to a certain point in that game, you can just fast travel wherever you want to go, so why do I have to pick a chapter to start from? It's just weird. But I guess it makes sense because you can, like, choose different conversation pieces with the characters for the... Spoiler, if you've never played Final Fantasy VII, for the date that you have and, like, who you take. So I guess it makes some sense.
Gotcha. I saw people were, like, talking about the perks and stuff you get from who you take on the dates and whatever.
Yeah, and then I'm very interested to see where they go after the ending, because yeah, that happened. I'd say it's probably Final Fantasy at this point. Like, looking at this list, I don't see anything else that jumps out bigger than that. So no, that's probably mine. Y'all some hell diving motherfuckers.
Right.
You know it. For Liberty.
I mean, my game of the year for 8 years has been Overwatch, so I mean, I get it. I mean, you don't understand. They send me a weekly email now that tells me how many hours I've put per week.
Oh, that's funny.
It's really not. Like, because when I get it, I'm very sad.
It's like, well, that was a lot of time. I was just in Overwatch. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's a lot of time that I could have been doing something productive, but, you know. I could have finished two other games in the time I spent in this fucking game.
Jeez.
But anyway, that's all I've got. I don't think I'll check the Twitter again. No tweets. No emails. Is there any last minute breaking news? There's always some shit that breaks on Sunday. It's like, what the fuck just happened? But I don't see anybody on Twitter talking about anything other than the normal crying and screaming about flat asses or something else stupid. I don't know.
The usual. Got it.
Hollering at each other about plastic boxes or whatever. But anyway, what's going on with Phoenix Down there, Terrence? Are you guys going to do that? What's up?
Yes. Well, Anthony is, he said where he was making a logo or something like that. And then we were going to do it. But we were actually looking at, like, doing, like, a comic kind of release thing. So, like, we were going to read different comics and go on there and talk about it. But I don't know if we had that conversation with Drew yet or not. But yes, we are planning on taking it over, until Drew comes back. It just hasn't come yet. Anthony's had some other stuff going on, but.
Okay.
Just, you know, hang on, because we will. We'll be there soon.
Drew will be back in 18 years.
18, approximately. Yeah. Approximately.
Approximately 18 years. When we joke about that, we all have kids that are of different ages, so it's not like it actually takes 18 years, but that's what it feels like. That first, like, 6 months, that feels like 18 years.
Oh, my God, it does. Lord.
But anyway, if you want to shoot us an email, it's podcast@ztgd.com. Continue to follow us on Twitter at ZTGD Radio. That's a cool place where you can chat with us. Because we'll read them all. It's not like we got like a million of them. You know, we're not that cool.
Right.
But other than that, I don't have anything else. It's getting hot outside, so I'm gonna go relax. Cause I did all my shit yesterday. Like, I don't have to do anything today.
I got to do a little bit. Not a whole lot.
I did mine this morning.
I did all that shit yesterday. I paid for it last night. But
yeah, that's how it is when you're over 40.
This year I'll be closer to 50 than I am to 40.
Oh, well, Jack.
That's not depressing. Anyway, that's it. Unless the best anything else, we'll get out of here.
Alrighty, and it goes something like this.